Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Lady Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right. Yo, I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on.
Bang this in your whip. Pack them cold and roadie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kick. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth. Make you dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with the hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that. Got some ass down track. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the box, in my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. If the rap may rest the QB, and I got all my sisters and men.
Another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy. I'm T.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Shelly.
This is where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics, as well as great slow jams, some that you never heard before. So, Divas, what's up with you ladies?
What's up? What's up?
Ew.
is your week going so far? You're in the middle of it. It's hump day, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Hump, hump, hump.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Hump day.
So my week been so-so, you know. Above ground is a good day any day, so, you know.
right.
But see, I know y'all get ready to pump me up, you know, because I crave for this day.
What?
So,
who got that? You crave for any crazy day?
Yeah, I crave for every Wednesday. I crave for Wednesday. And Shelly, I know you got a good topic going on tonight.
I think I got a little something.
Let's hear it.
All right, ladies, here we go. Okay. Is there an art to lovemaking in a relationship?
Things to make you go,
Say that for me one more time.
Is there an art to making love in a relationship?
Oh, right.
Wow.
Wow, that's a good one.
Wow. Whoa. Ooh, wee. Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you can explore and do a whole lot of things, and it's an art to it. You know, because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, it's an art to making a woman squirt. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't handling it right, or working it right, you're not going to make her do it. I don't care how hard you try. It's an art to it.
Early, in the convo, she took it there.
Right, what you think about it?
Well, I think, is there an art to... some people have just a natural... some people, it comes natural, but some have to perfect it. They have to learn and be taught, and it has to become an art, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Miss Shelley.
Wow, okay.
Well, what you think, Shelley?
I would have to agree with Rachel. I think there's an art to it, too. I mean, you know, you can make things better and love making and all that good sorts of things. Yeah, I think there's an art to it.
Well, you know what? With that being said, I'm going to open up these phone lines because I know they're on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on this topic with us divas, or just listen to it on your computer, kick your feet up, and take the ride, because we about to go in, as always.
Let's go.
Woo! You know, it's an art to any type of lovemaking. I mean, bottom line. You know, unless you just one of them missionaries, just, you know, me on the bottom, you on the top, and, you know, it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Don't take no art for that. I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was deep.
Oh, yeah.
The calm before the storm, because once these callers start, ooh-wee! And heart.
You know what? And while we're waiting for some callers, we're going to go to a song, and maybe they get that fear out of them and press that one. Mm-hmm. But the first song we're going to go to is Hypothetically by Life Genesis featuring Fantasia.
Okay.
That's why you're having fun.
Excuse me, St. Peter?
Yes.
Life just walked in.
Don't send me out everything on earth. I mean, really, I'm just, you know, letting you know, man, I'm tired of riding this A-Train, man. I want to see what's up with maybe getting me some wings or something.
Yeah. It's missions that have to be accomplished. You see, it's missions. You got to do them. Here's one. We're sending you some help. She's beautiful. She's an angel.
St. Peter, conference on line one with God and Jesus.
Hello? Yeah, hold on. Jesus said hi. God said, why are you still here and not on your mission? He's leaving right now. He's leaving Faithful Life.
Hey, yo, Fantasia, what you want to know?
I don't know, life. What if I broke a monogamous agreement? What if I told you I lied but didn't mean it? What if my one mistake had the potential to break up our happy home?
Would you want to know?
What if I confessed it and though she didn't mean nothing since it happened, you're thinking about leaving?
What if I suppressed it?
Made a vow to never mess with another. Is it cool for me to smother the facts? Is it cool for me to cover my tracks? If you never
know,
oh, would it not be an honor to hurt you more?
When I first heard that talking, though, on the phone, I'm like, who's on the line with us? What the hell?
Look, I thought somebody had came in to go ahead and start on this topic.
I know.
I thought Cat Williams was in the building.
Well, Cat Williams isn't in the. Cat Williams isn't here, but we do have Elijah here, though. Elijah is online. Hello.
Hey, what's up, ladies? What's up? What's up?
Hello.
Hey, hi.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
All right.
I don't know. I was sitting here listening. I heard something about squirting and likely touch here.
You heard that part.
Yeah. I heard that.
But did you hear the topic?
It's a good topic. Look, I like to think of myself as a holy man and a righteous man, but I'm a real man, too, so I'm all about the coochie.
Oh, my God.
But I'm a number one fan of the coochie. But listen.
But, did you hear the topic?
I heard the topic. Listen, it's like, you got to really, it depends on what you define as lovemaking. Everybody got their different definitions, but there definitely, from this man's point of view, there definitely is art. And I never fool myself to think that I'm all of that. So you got to be real attentive and just watch how your woman respond to certain things. And you know, this work, this don't work. And then you just, fine tune it. But there definitely is an art to it, You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it depends on what you mean by lovemaking. Some women like it rough. Some women like it soft. Some women like it, soft and rough and rough and soft. So you got to find out what your woman like. And once you find out, you just fine-tune it. And I haven't met a woman yet that don't like a deep sea diver, so you definitely gotta
deep sea diver. Okay.
But you gotta be careful, because sometimes you do that job too well, then they wanna kick you off.
Uh-huh.
They be like, I got mine, get yours.
Wow.
Yeah, there's an art to it, man. There's an art to it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but they'd be ready to kick you to the curb, huh?
I'm kind of joking, but I'm kind of not either. Because if you know what I'm saying? Like, once a woman really, really, really hit that good one, they don't want you to touch them. They don't want you to near them.
Yes, right. Get away, okay?
Yeah, I know what I'm
talking about. You got a point.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The men feel the same way, though, right?
You got to make sure you time your shit right. Your stuff right. Or else you ass out.
But you got a big point there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it happens, But hey, you right about that one. She mess around and let her get it. She be like, man, it's time for you to get up. I ain't making no moves, no do nothing.
Well, I know.
Yeah, you better know these days.
I personally think it's all, I think it's like 90%, if not 95% foreplay. It ain't even really about the penetration sometimes. It's about that.
Right.
About that exploring the body, finding out what's under this nook and what's behind that cranny.
I totally agree.
The nook, crook, and cranny. Okay, then.
All about it. I'm all about exploring the whole body, head to toe. I like to start in the shower because I know I'm a freak. So I want to make sure I ain't messing with no dingleberry. So we're gonna start in the shower. I'm gonna be like, come here, baby. Let me sponge bath. You want some romantic tip? But I'm really making sure that ass clean.
Oh man,
good point, be lying.
I told you I'm a holy man, but I'm a real man too. So
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. I mean, hey, you just saying, hey, you're a man first, you know?
Yeah. But yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah, we gonna start in that shower. I got a loofah ready for you, and I got whatever you need.
All right.
And do your thing.
Ladies, love Sons and Divas. I don't know why he called. I don't know why he called so early. If he did, you know what? Listen, big homie, are you there?
Big homie.
Big homie.
What's up? Hey, Diva Squad.
Hi. Welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. It's about time you called in.
I had to call in one day when I was sober so I could watch my mouth.
What a man. Well, did you hear our topic for tonight?
I didn't hear the topic. Run it by me again.
The topic is there an art to lovemaking in a relationship?
If there an art to in a relationship, why it gotta be a relationship? If I'm just fucking you, it's an art.
Oh, wow.
You gotta be my girl for me to do it right? Is that what y'all saying?
Okay, it doesn't have to be in a relationship, but is there an art to lovemaking?
And I'm saying, if you take pride in anything you do in this world, anything, there's a fucking skill to it. Everything.
Stop cursing, baby. Stop cursing.
I'm not cursing. I curse?
Yeah, it's just a natural.
This is why I don't fucking call in, because this shit is crazy, yo.
You said you were calling before you got drunk.
Listen, but see, it's part of his speech is to come out with curses. You got to find some bleep when he calls in.
Now listen. Let me tell y'all ladies something though. If you messing with a man, right?
Okay.
Every time he has sex, right? Hold on. Light my cigar.
Wow.
And every time he has sex with you, he's not trying to make a movie. You got the wrong nigga.
Oh.
I heard that.
Because you don't supposed to have. You don't supposed to have sex to kill time.
You're
supposed to have sex to make memories.
Okay, all right, now.
Is there an art to making a woman squirt, though?
Squirt? That's not high on my... I really don't give a fuck if you squirt or not. All I really care about is that 20 years from now, when you hear my name, you get a little moist.
Oh my god.
Hey,
I really don't care if you squirt or not. That's your thing. Work that shit out.
But do you think that a woman can just squirt without the man making a squirt?
I don't really want the bitch to squirt, actually, because that shit is kind of nasty to me. I don't know if she squirted or taking it. I don't know if she squirted or taking a leak. I ain't with it.
Tell me. Since we have one of them on the line, let's have the other one. Oh, talk to us. Dallas, where you at? Dallas.
What up?
Oh, shit. Now.
Your mouth.
You got the hit squad on this motherfucker. And we did not plan this either.
Oh, wow. Lord, Steph.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear tonight's topic?
What is it again? Let me hear this one.
Okay, Steph. Is there an art to making love in a relationship?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, hell yeah, why not? In the beginning there is, but afterwards it's just some ground pound. Ground and pound after that.
Let's just get this over with real quick.
Yeah. After a while, you know what I'm saying? Some ground and pound.
Okay, what about making a woman squirt? Is it an art to that?
I wouldn't fucking even keep that shit. I passed. That looked like straight urine to me. I said the same shit, homie. I said, I don't know what you squirt or take the link. I ain't with it.
Oh, that was like straight to your
who the
man.
Fuck is running around with fucking rubber sheets on their bed anyway?
Oh,
so
my
who's
God.
Doing that?
That's the cursing of foul language.
Huh?
The foul language. Where's my bleach cap?
Oh,
y'all,
Lord.
Y'all talking about making a chick squirt and y'all worried about a couple of fuck words?
Squirt is not a curse.
Listen, either she starts squirting and all that crazy shit, either it's going to be come when I come or come when I come back because I'm out.
And if you squirt with me, the chances are my shit going down immediately.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
Immediately.
I like to think I'm a student of the coochie, and the truth of the matter, if you research that shit or that stuff, the fact is, when a woman really about to hit that hard orgasm, they get the sensation like they want to pee. And a lot of...
And that's what they do.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. The women going to tell you the truth now. And the truth is, a lot of them really don't hit that real orgasm because they be embarrassed to just let it go or whatever, or because the dude talking about don't pee, blah, blah, blah. The truth is, they really ready to hit that big orgasm, they get that sensation to pee.
That's what they do. They
you know what? I'm breaking out the rubber sheets. I'm breaking out the rubber rugs. And I'm breaking out all the... I think, do you, boo. Get yours and do what you got to do.
I mess around and hit her ass. I'm telling you the truth. I fuck around and hit her. So serious.
Research it. Most women get that pee sensation when they really ready to come, and that's why a lot of them don't get that orgasm because they hold back. Go ahead.
Piss on me if you piss on me if you want to.
Go ahead and squirt.
Now I dare. I wish a chick would. You better fucking go to the bathroom.
What's the difference when they say, "Hold up, wait, let me go to the bathroom first"? And that, what kind of sensation is that?
I mean, that's why they doing it, because they're embarrassed to just let it go. And so you wind up being a frustrated one. They got to go to the bathroom 3-4 times. Just go ahead and let them get that nut, get a little squirt, change the sheets, and keep it moving. Shit.
Before you even smash, they say, wait, let me just go to the bathroom right quick.
Because they don't want to touch that bladder. They know you about to fuck with that bladder. That's what that's about. They know you about to touch some organs.
And then when they go to the, by the time they come back, this shit dead. You got to start all over again.
And you know what? That's why you don't let them leave.
Yeah, I tell you what. I had a nice amount of women reach that climax part, and I had yet to have a motherfucker squirt.
Well, either that or you know women. They say women are some of the best fakers. So I don't know, homie. It's possible.
No, you can't fake.
You know
what it is, though. Orgasm.
Now,
you can't fake an orgasm.
Personalities.
I'm just telling you what the research say. And I have
you. You cannot. A woman cannot fake an orgasm with a seasoned nigger.
Well,
you could do that shit with a rookie, but you ain't doing that shit with no cocksmith.
Ah, yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
I heard that hot shit.
but he's telling the truth. A nigga know you. A real nigga know you faking or not.
All right, you think so? All right.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that lip would be heavy on the pee now.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Listen, I had a motherfucker start talking in tongues. That's a bad motherfucker.
You
know they think like that, they're a bad motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Tongues. What the hell?
You know when she's about to let that shit go, when she sees up on you and put you in that leg death grip.
That might be pig Latin for yo. I gotta go. show. I gotta go pee.
Oh my god.
No, that would be oh hey, up hey, e pay.
Not the pig legs.
Oh hey, up hey, oh gay, I'll go e pay, huh?
Out of gay, e pay.
but hold on. Let me throw this back on the lady, since this is y'all topic. So we were talking about what you describe, what you think as lovemaking. So who we got here? I know T here. Lavina, you here?
Lavina's not here.
Shelly here.
Rachel.
They don't have a clue.
So y'all tell us how y'all like it one by one. Who like it rough? Who like it soft? Who like it mid? Who like it from the front? Who like it from the back? Let's dig into this topic here. Don't get shy now.
Dang, okay. Shelly.
Hey, I like it all my way. I ain't gonna lie. I like it rough. I like it soft. I like it fast. I like it hard.
Somebody's gonna kill TC one day. Watch.
Hey, I might be a senior citizen in age, as you say. But I ain't no senior citizen when it comes to the pounding, okay?
If you say so, all I'm saying is you one stroke away from a motherfucking stroke.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Big homie.
Yes?
Don't get up off of me.
I'm listening. If I was on you, you would get that stroke.
You don't know what? Okay, I'll just say my piece next, because he's going to get up off me. I just let him get on one of y'all now.
Okay, what's your pleasure, Rachel?
Good.
I just like it. I like it. I like it.
Like what? Come on now.
I like it. I like it. That's my word I'm sticking to. I just like it.
Who's talking?
Rachel.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's a professional.
Yeah, but what's it like? Let's hear some details. This is your topic, your hour.
You're right, it is.
You gotta lead by example, sister.
Our topic was,
is there an art to love?
No, we ain't asked you about
now,
the topic.
I'm gonna incorporate this all in. I'm gonna incorporate all of this in. I don't have the age, you know. I'm up there in age, but I'm not up there with T. But I do have experience. I do have experience, and I like having sex. Now, I'm not one of those plain Jane people who like to just lay on my back and just, you know. I like an experienced, well seasoned dude. Okay.
Logo.
Was that answer good enough?
I guess, if that's good enough for you. I mean, shit, what I'm going to say behind that? Yeah, I know I want details, but y'all fronting, but that's okay. Who next?
I gave details.
That's why
I like
no
it rough, hard, soft, however you get. I want it.
We know why you like it, Jason. We know. We get it.
From the front,
Shelly,
from the back, the side.
That's your turn, Shelly.
Upside down.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Shelly.
Right, it's sideways.
Step up, Shelly. Step up. Act like this is an airplane. Come step into the cockpit.
I am. I like it nice and soft. That's how I like it.
I figured you would say that corny shit.
What the hell? I like it. What's
I must
that?
Be Mr. Cleo. I knew you would say that.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
That old man shit. Y'all niggas ain't breaking no sweats or nothing.
Oh, jeez. I want my hair pulled in all. What are we talking about?
Well, no, all right. Now we're exploring.
Oh, my God.
That nigga said nice and soft. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I like, you know? Okay.
Listen. Look, boy, you fucking with them French poodle niggas.
That's oh, my God. I just like what I like.
Listen, Steph.
Yes.
Big homie, Elijah, I want you guys to stay on the line. We're going to go to a song, and I definitely want y'all to stay on the line and hang out with us. We're gonna, our next song is going to be Who Booty by John Hart featuring French Montana.
Won't smooth with a bang. Sliding that thing, real deep game. Pussy so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, show the answer right back. I be on the line. Who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty? Who booty? Who booty is it? Who booty? The bass on my trunk. I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Take you from your head down, down to your butt. I'm like Tyson, that booty. I knock that ass out. Got that crackin', I'm pooky. It make me spaz out. Let me get in that. Baby, throw it back. Get around, never applause, make it clap. See, boy, that booty girl, give me that, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. Bang, do the D game. So good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, show the answer right back. I be on the line. Who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty? Who booty? Who booty is it? Who booty is it?
Montana.
Who booty? Who booty? Who booty?
Hey, Montana here. See the firework, 100 bottles here. You know we flying over here, then we flying over there. We getting money over here. Can't buy love, but buy you what you want. They hit it from the back, then hit it from the front. Big old booty, pull up on it. Whips and shoes, be something fun. To buy this here, you need a passport. We buy the whole store, Asian provocateur. Booty so big, put a ring on it. But for now, I tattoo my name on it.
He said he wanna smack it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said.
Turn it down.
Oh no.
Do we still have the gentleman on here? The Don.
I'm here.
Okay.
Well, we do have two more callers. Tia
All right,
and Maine.
Bring them on.
Tia and Maine, are you there?
Yeah, Maine, I'm here.
Tia?
Hey Maine.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey. Is Tia there? Tia?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Welcome. Did you two hear the topic for tonight?
Actually, I did.
Okay. The topic for tonight is there an art to lovemaking in a relationship?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Sure.
Listen, y'all know my motto, right?
gotta lick it before you stick it.
You gotta lick it before you stick it, man. Listen, when I pass, that's gonna be on my headstone, right? It's gonna say he licked it before he stuck it. Hey,
oh, wow.
Y'all have a good night, y'all. Wow.
Can he just say I'm gonna be his? Can he just say I'm gonna be his headstone?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God.
He
right,
said
no.
It's gonna be he licked it before he stuck it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Always.
Push the
amp again. Somebody playing some music. Talk to us, Kia. Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. I thought somebody was playing something.
No, it's you. On you.
Oh, okay. What was the question?
Is there an art to love making in a relationship?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's the art. I guess, you know, you prolong the lovemaking, you make it last. I guess when you show him what, you know, what he wants.
Okay. Are the Dons still with us? Dallas?
Mm-hmm. Got quiet up in the house.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. You know I'm still here.
Okay. I thought I heard Dallas. But I guess they're a call drop, but
That's right. I'm glad they were calling and Big Homie in Dallas.
Yes, exactly.
Oh God, I missed Steph.
Yes. And Big Homie.
Well,
oh,
we
God.
Do have all right, we have Mike on. Mike, are you there?
Uh oh.
Mike. Mike,
yes,
are you there?
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's up, ladies?
Hi.
Hey, what's going
Mike.
On? What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. I got my drink. I'm feeling right. What's the topic for tonight?
Mike, did you hear the topic?
I said I got my drink, I'm feeling right. What's the topic for tonight?
No. Trying to act like he rhyming.
You know what? Here you go, Missy. I ain't nobody but Kia, I bet, right? I ain't nobody but Kia.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's what you need to get a fine for talking so much. But anyway,
what I need to what?
You need to get
ahead.
A fine.
Mike, just go ahead. I just had a nice meal. Go ahead, Mike. I don't even have time for you tonight. I don't have time for your nonsense tonight.
Look, if you got a meal, it didn't even offer nobody nothing. But anyway,
Mike, say he's
anyway.
A topic.
What's the topic?
Okay, you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an art to lovemaking in a relationship?
Is there an art to lovemaking? What goddamn
yes.
art is there to lovemaking? You do the foreplay and then you tap it. What's the art? Except the little toes here and there. If that's what you guys are doing. I don't know if anybody tossed salad or all that, but hey. I mean, it could be an art to love making. Yeah, I would say it is.
Well,
but
Mike,
you know, it's certain. What?
Don't what me. But anywho, is it an art to make it a woman squirt?
Oh yeah, hell yeah! It's an art to make it a squirt. She ain't just going squirt because it's good. It's method to doing that shit. I mean, doing that stuff. She ain't just going squirt. You think because it's good, she going squirt? No, she ain't going squirt because it's that good. No, it's methods to it.
Wow.
You gotta know how to fondle and play with that thing at the bottom and all that. If you don't know how to do that, she ain't squirting nothing.
Oh.
I heard some dudes on here say they don't like it. They're like, shit, squirt on me, squirt me.
All right.
Show me the love and affection and the wetness.
Wow.
That's how I feel about it.
And
I don't know anybody
you,
else talking about it.
I hear you, Mike. And that's your story. You sticking to it, right?
Sticking right
yeah,
on to it.
Damn right. That's what I'm doing. I'm sticking to it. I like the squirt. Yeah, squirt me. Squirt me everywhere.
Mike,
I won't be mad at you. I won't punch you. Yeah. I might love you more. Let's try to make the go again and again and again. Some guys don't know. That's a sensation for a man to hear a woman squirt because she let out that real tone, like, and the sounds, and it's like, woo. But I don't know. But I guess some guys are different.
Yeah, to each his own. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm not mad if a woman squirts. Hey, she don't got to squirt on you anyway. If you squirt in the right and you on the side of her, she ain't going to squirt on you. You know what I mean? Now, if she on top of you and she jump off of you and you laying there and she squirting, that's your damn fault. Move, nigga. Move out of the way. Let's turn it down. Move.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's because them dudes them little brothers don't do their research. They don't know about that. They don't know about that. And truth be told, if she's squirting while you still in them, I ain't ashamed. That shit feel kind of good. She's still in them.
That
can
hot wetness, right?
They see that a nasty thing, but that, to me, that's a pleasurement thing. You know what
yo,
I mean?
Yeah,
that means you really make a hit that climax, like, boom. Because a lot of females, a lot of females don't even know they can squirt.
They want to throw up their ego and all that other BS, man. You got to know how to please your woman. It ain't about
you.
And you'd be surprised when you find out you wind up liking this shit yourself.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I want everybody to hold a line. Kia, Mike, Elijah, whoever else is on here. We're going to go to another song. Enough and No Love by Keisha Cole featuring Lil Wayne.
Young Moolah, baby.
Yeah. Y'all ready? I admit that you almost had me. I admit I was almost crazy. Had me thinking about calling Nancy that night and let her know when she could come and meet me. But it's cool, I'ma be a lady. She don't face me. And if you knew about all of this good luck you'll be missing out on, you wouldn't have saved me. Can't say I'm not hurt. I'll be damned if I'm broken. What we had is now hers. Let her know she can have it.
Why you worried about that other? Cause that other ain't worried about another. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other is just that other. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell on what we built. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, for rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a plan. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha. No, Keisha.
Every time somebody starts trouble, or when he starts saying something, it doesn't make sense. So you're not supposed
correct people. Don't let somebody talk and say something that don't sound right. You correct them. And so when people got to come here and correct, like them sometimes got to come up here and correct them, because you don't let nobody talk foolish stuff.
You ain't gonna come here talking out of dumbness. Quiet at all times, because you really don't need to talk. First of all, nobody knows what you're saying.
I don't think so, Mike. No,
I'm not even here to argue with you today or have a discussion with you. See, you went to see that man for 2 hours and he got you upset. Now you want to bring it to me.
I don't get upset behind no man.
Now you want to bring it to me.
I don't bring nothing to you. You bring all the nonsense on this end. When you get on this platform and you start talking about this stuff, I hope you ain't make that food you eating.
But you really gonna be in trouble. If you make that food, you gonna be in trouble.
Oh, please. Please.
Oh, you know I love you, Kia. I got nothing but love for you, girl.
See, that's why, that's Mike. If I didn't have love for you, I wouldn't even go at it. But see, I would just, Mike, I know you are the ignoring people. I am qualified for that position. I know how to ignore someone. So I must have love and respect for you for me to be able to tolerate you.
Listen, Dr. Divas.
Oh, wait,
I want
like
you guys to hold the line. We're going to go to another song.
Put one so Mike can listen to it.
I'm ignoring you right now, Kia.
Please, you are ignoring me.
Mike and Kia, can I please have you guys' attention for a second?
He's ignoring me, please. Whatever, Mike.
Our next song is Miss Vanity by William Patterson. Hold the line, guys, and we'll be right back.
You think you're special, but you're really not. You think you got it all, but what have you really got? Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, but you're truly flawed. You think you're winning, girl, but you're at a loss. Yeah, you may have the right clothes, but not the right heart. No, not the right heart. You may have the right love, but not the right mind. So when it's all said and done, you'll be all alone. You can bet on it. Yeah, everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Miss Vanity, can you make love to the dark? Can you make love to the dark? Send me a look down to the right seat. But can I give you dignity?
clothes. Yeah, you got the jewels, but they don't mean nothing. You spent your whole life bluffing. Fine boy, just to try and feel something. But here comes the coldest part. It's cold out there when you're lonely in the dark. You're trying to warm up to material things, and they just ain't working, so you try to call me. But no, I'ma be down. Moving on to the next one. While you're trying to sleep with shopping bags and your checkbook. Everything that you love, it will be all gone. Can you live without it? Mentality came back close to the darkness. Hey, they may look back to the rising, but can they give you dignity? Then they can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never, never, never. Miss Vanity. Give you dignity, then they can give you what you need. No, baby, never. No, no, baby, never. Never, 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 never.
Wow. Miss, no, wow. I ain't no Miss Vanity.
I like that song. I dedicate that song to Kia. You think he's hot? That's your baby.
Ain't that sweet?
Yeah, he was like, you think you're hot, but you're really not.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
You better leave Kia alone. She waiting for you, too. She in the cup. She get ready to get you, too.
Nobody.
You know what? You know what, Kia? Kia's too busy.
I got a question from you, a serious question for you, because you know you want to be the so-called expert. Here's my question to you, Mike. Let me see how you answer this. Let me see. Now, I'm a bypass certification. You know, I'm hoping you could sound something with substance in your mouth. Even though I doubt it, please. There you go, Mike. Now, is there a problem with women that is not ready for a relationship and they just like dating for the time being? And, you know, you got guys that have a problem with that. They think it's like, you know, if it's a cranky guy, you know, he's like frustrated and, you know, but you're not ready for that relationship. You like the way the situation is now. Is a female wrong for not having and wanting a real relationship just yet?
Okay, you want me to answer that seriously?
Yeah, I want you to answer seriously.
Okay, listen. No, it's not, because if that man really want to be with that woman, he's going to wait until she's ready to settle down with him. I hear silence.
Okay, all right. You got another question? Okay. Yeah, so another question. Now, you know, okay, in previous dating or whatever, and this guy, you know, through school and everything, college, whatever. But, you know, maybe she's wrong, but he has not like a bad image. He has tattoos all over, you know, like he has a brand, it's a fraternity brand, but he has tattoos all over him. And he has one like above his neck. Now, when a female tells him, how am I going to take you home to the family? I mean, you know, both the sex is good, it's great. That ain't had nothing to do with it. That's just chewing it, whatever, whatever. But the image of going home to tradition family, it's a situation. And,
okay, you know what he would tell her? I'm going
to
tell you, because I ain't even going to let you finish your sentence. He would tell her, what I have is a form of statement and fashion. It might not be approval to your family, but if you don't have a problem with it, you shouldn't worry about what your family think, because it's supposed to be about me and you.
Well, right, and I understand that, but when you have a tattoo on your neck that reads some of you, and all you do is see that name on
regardless of the tattoo, Kia, if she want to be with him, it shouldn't matter what nobody else thinks, regardless
where he has the tattoo,
especially if she's a grown woman. If y'all are grown and y'all in a relationship.
That don't have nothing to do. We're both grown. But the fact that we knew each other, you know, like I said, and stuff like that. His job is not even, you know, for the fact that he...
it's a tattoo is like right there. And don't get me wrong, you know, intelligent, blah, 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 blah. It's just when you, how, this is my thing. How, when she is in corporate America, how is he going out with her on a you know, we have client meetings or dinner or whatever. How
okay.
am I supposed to, how is he going?
Okay, listen, this is how it's supposed to be. If they're in a fashion statement, right? I mean, a corporation or whatever. When she go out with him and she know about his mentality, when he speak to them, she should have nothing to worry about because she know everything that come out his mouth is going to be exactly what they want to hear because he already had that mentality. That tattoo is just a print on his neck. That don't have nothing to do with his mind that's in his head. So she's supposed to realize that and stick by his side regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait, no. I asked you like two or three of your questions. Diva, am I right?
But, Kia, think about what you're asking, though.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying that, you know, this is like, you know, that's why I, you know, this, I'm not saying he's a great guy. Great guy, you know. And, like I said, knew from college whatsoever and stuff like that. But, you know how you just can't, it's just like, I'm not saying because Southern background, my grandfather. Let me tell you something about my grandfather. Even at my age, do you know he thinks that we should go out? We're in Carolina. We go out to Savannah, and you know, because Savannah is like what we go out when we're in Carolina for the night. Like, do you know he comes and says, "Kid, do you all have to go out? Why y'all didn't go out in the daytime? Granted, there's nothing to do in the daytime, so we go out at nighttime." Do you know this man does not think that women should go out? You know, to be, and he already big on clothes. You know, believe me, I'm conservative when I'm down here. You got some cousins that are, you know, and he's very. How do you take this person down to Carolina around your southern roots? Because everybody's definitely going to look at you as if you have bumps in your head.
That's an easy response. If your family love you, they love you. I mean, you can't dictate who you fall in love with and who you're going to marry, who you're going to get. Hold on, let me ask my sister based on what your family think, because you beat them, missed out on some good stuff. That, I mean, that's something that...
I agree with it 100%.
But I don't get your dilemma. Your family just gotta handle that.
They probably will handle it, but I'm just saying it to myself. Like, cause I just know my grandfather, and I know certain aunts. I just know how, you know, my grandfather is really, you know, his name is really big in Carolina with paternal. His name is, and then he has certain things where, you know, we go to with. It's just certain things when you just like. But like I said, when I had this discussion, because, you know, you get these little phone calls, texts, what's going on, and talk to you, blah, 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 and you, it's just like, ugh. I think that's why I just always say when women like to date better than have be in a relationship, because they're, you know, they just, I don't think there's nothing wrong with dating, because you're not ready for that relationship. The next level is not making you out to be the bad guy, even though they think you are the bad guy, and you have to be like, hear them say, you know, what you mean, we've been seeing each other for three years or two years. I think that was 2 years. We can go maybe another 2 years so we think we're going to get into a serious relationship. I don't think nothing's wrong with that. But just to ask the person about the certification, Mike. But yeah, I like your answer, Mike. Maybe you do have some sense back there.
Let me ask you something, Kia.
Maybe you do
Kia, in a relationship, who's the first one to go with a monogamous relationship, the man or the woman, and why?
I think the man.
Why?
I think because, you know, if the female, you know, is not meeting that, you know, expectation, or, you know, she's taking her time regarding, you know, he wants to move, you know, he wants a relationship, but she's not ready to give him full. She's not ready to give him 100%. She's going to give him 45 or 50%.
Come on, impress me, Kia.
I'm just saying it's like, because you know what, you just, you know, I don't think, I mean, you know, it's just something that just weighing me down and just like, and I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think, and I'm probably like a lot of females, you know, I'm not wrong if I'm not ready for a serious relationship. I like, you know, if I date guys, it's not like I'm, you know, I date guys, I go out and everything and, you know, hang out or whatever, because I love to go, you know, if I'm in the city, I go out for certain things, and I love to do art, and I go out to a lot of book functions. Somebody who writes a book, a big book, you know, and I like to take a guy or one of my friends with me that, you know, but then, you know, you have certain guys that, you know,
No, you just keep saying you know. You ain't telling me nothing, Kia.
I'm trying to be disputed by the date. Believe me, Mike, that is like, you know, and nothing wrong with, I mean, he's you could say he's part of your total package. I mean, but, you know, sometimes you look at that package, even though he doesn't live here, he's from the city, but he lives in D.C., it's just like, But
Kia, you're losing me now, woman. You went from a monogamous relationship to he's in D.C.
You know what? Excuse me. We're all off the topic of what the topic is.
You know what?
Can we bring the topic back?
They turned it into a Tia and Mike show.
And you know what? While we're gonna go to another song. Green Light by Amor.
I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, I can be a bad girl if you let me push him into turbo, baby. If you with me, and I don't even know your name. You got swag, or you got a good game. Yeah, you know.
Baby, if you with me.
excited then.
Let's go.
I could be a bad girl, baby, if the net mess. Hey, bad girls in the building. Woo! You're a bad girl. You're a bad girl in the building.
Wow.
I tell you.
Thank you.
I ain't saying nothing because you know what? I never got my question answered. So.
What's your question, Mike?
I already answered. You went to some dude in Washington, D.C. Forget about it.
Mike, when you asked about the mother's relationship, I already answered that. I said it was the man. I answered that question.
But you ain't answer why?
I told you why.
You didn't answer why. You said something. Then you was like, Washington, D.C.
No, Mike. I said because, you know, if she's not doing what she's supposed to be doing, or I didn't say just Washington, D.C. After I answered that question, I went to something about Washington, D.C. You just wasn't listening. You need to be starting listening twice, Mike, with both ears. Now I'm already, you know, liking your response, your answer back to me. Don't get off that, you know, radar of mine, okay?
Well, guess what? Both of you need to get back on the topic.
I know that. Hello.
Sorry, Tim.
I think they're in separate relationships, but they sure got a lot of sexual tension between them.
No, they just go off on each other. This is nothing unusual.
That's sexual tension, trust me.
Nah.
I don't have no sexual tension, homeboy. Nah. Believe me, mine's given to me every time I want it, and I never get turned down. So I'm not worried.
Oh, my.
Mine did it to me every time I want it.
Now here comes the non-substance mic coming out.
You always pick on the one you like.
Listen, Diamond Divas, if you're out there, press that one. I know you ain't scared. You know, you lead me to believe that you're scared. The number to call is 646-238-38. Because somebody needs to come up in here, because Mike and Kia, they just took over.
Well, we have someone.
As we speak, we have Sean on the line. Sean, are you there?
You know I am. How you
Hi.
Doing?
Hi. Hi, Sean.
I just wanted to call in and make Miss Pretty smile for today. I know I've kind of been neglecting you, honey, but trust me, it's not my fault. So I just want to give a shout out, let you know your fan club is still here. I'm going to listen to the next show for the rest of the show, all right?
Who the hell is she talking to?
Don't worry about that.
She already know who I'm talking to.
It must be
Sherry.
And boy, you got like 5, 6, 7 people on the line. You talking about she know what you're talking to? This ain't TV, this radio.
She knows who I'm talking to, and she's the one who's smiling the biggest one, okay? So I'm going to holler at
you.
We all smiling.
No, we not all smiling.
Kelly, that's
got to be smiling.
But Sean, you're not going to speak on the topic?
Sean?
Wow.
He spoke to Steve and he's out.
God damn. Sean wasn't playing.
Who was he talking to?
Won't you press that one? He was talking to Shelly.
Oh, you
hear Shelly say thank you, Sean.
I don't know who the hell he was talking to, but he got on pretty goddamn fast. My God damn.
Press that one. Push that one, dog bone. We know you out there.
Dog bone? Excuse me.
Mike, shut up.
She said dog bone. Push that one. She said dog bone. Push the one. Push the one,
dog bone. His name
lines are on fire. Y'all just got a plus one. The lines are definitely on fire.
Mike, I
don't know what I'm going to do with Mike.
Oh, wow.
Lord.
Oh, my God.
He said dog bone. Push the one button, dog bone.
Dog bone, you know what? Dog bone, push one.
That's what he said. Push the one button, dog bone.
Who he talking about he's chilling on the wall tonight. He ain't complaining. Come on, we ain't going to talk about your tongue ring on here, baby.
Tongue ring?
Oh, my God. Hey, that's the art. That'd be his art of making, making love. He trying to make it. He trying to use that art on Shelly on the wall.
Oh, Lord. He's calling him out.
Doggone. Yo, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Mike.
Ma'am, I'm still freaking out over this dog bone shit you talking about. Excuse me.
Oh my god.
Y'all say he got a tongue ring? What the? I don't know. First you got Sean coming on talking about smiling. And he ain't nobody know who he's talking to. Then you got dog bones.
While we're speaking about him, we have Dogbone on the line. Dogbone, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Your name is Dogbone?
That's the name.
Oh, my God.
I know your mama ain't named you that.
Nah, but the fellas did, and it's been sticking with me for the past 35 years.
Wow, what's up,
Bone?
Hold on.
They named you Dog Bone and you got a tongue earring?
It's a ring, not an earring. It's just a ring.
Well, Chuck, you know what I mean, Holmes. You named you the first named you Dog Bone, and they saying you got a ring in your tongue.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
Dog Bone, did you hear the topic for tonight?
No, I was in the tub, like I told you before.
Why are you guys telling me he was in the tub?
This is how you get people. This is how you get them. But what's the topic?
He was telling you he was in the tub. That's why you were saying dog bone call?
Uh-huh. I got to come on the show fresh and clean.
Shelly, you want to tell him the tub?
Uh-huh. She can't even talk now, see?
You ready for the topic?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The topic is there an art to love making in a relationship?
Yeah, if you love them.
Oh, my God.
Nobody ever said that.
Why you gotta love them? Is it an art to make a woman squirt?
Yeah, I think it is. Because not too many people can do it. I think it is. But you know something?
What?
You got
what?
Damn. No, I ain't calling nobody up.
Well, you going to call somebody up, homeboy?
I'm calling up over here because
you know, I like to know what's going on in the process. You talking shorty in the tub. The fellas that named you Dog Bone. You got a tongue ring. Yeah,
there is a process to it. There's no fans about the bat. You just can't go in there and just no. You gotta go ham in there. You gotta go face gotta be completely in there, tongue gotta be coming out of the mouth. Yeah, you gotta go in there.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you. You definitely got to go in there on that one.
And
Ooh-wee. Go ahead, don't know.
Yeah.
Do you make a squirt with that tongue ring when you got the vibrator one in?
Like a goddamn geyser.
Oh, you're in trouble.
You've been deprived about, let's see, the way you've been talking tonight, I'm calling 6 months.
How do you know I'm talking? You didn't talk.
For 6 months.
I hear you.
But listen, I ain't going that route, so I'm all right.
You all right?
Yeah, I ain't getting it every day, so I'm good.
Yeah.
You know that's that wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, it'll have to be an art to that too.
Well, I tell you, boy, I don't know.
I don't know, Mike.
You know what? I'm on loss off this whole thing because first homeboy comes on. He talks about, to make a long story short, he say about the tub. Then one of the divas say, "Oh, you go 4 hours." I'm like, "What the hell going on in here?" Homeboy talking about I please you and all that. I'm just trying to figure out the concept of the whole situation of this conversation.
Well, like I said, that was said on another show about his 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wee.
Somebody got some dude named Sean calling. He ain't singing nothing. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to make you smile." What the hell? How you know the person smiling is a radio station?
He had that voice. Yeah, he
about, oh, she know who I'm talking to. I'm going to make her smile. Man, there's about 6-7 girls on here that's probably all smiling. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, God.
I tell you,
Mike,
if you want to impress a woman, don't do it on the radio. Do it on the TV so you can see the face. Oh, my God. Mm. Like I say, whatever floats your boat, I don't know. But hey.
Woo!
I'm a little lost with that one, but.
Mm. He's a window shopper.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Dawes and Divas, I want all y'all to hold a line. We're going to go to another show.
He's a window shopper.
The song is Love by Tamar Braxton.
Ooh.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies.
Nice. Never heard it before.
That was a nice song.
What? I was watching a they were doing an interview with her one morning about 2 months ago, about a month and a half ago. And I'm like, what is Tamar doing on this morning show? She about to sing. She sang that song and blew it down. You hear me? Oh, my God.
I wonder if she and it related to Tony.
That's
her sister, man.
Don't watch the Dodgers.
Yo, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Well, how in the hell did I supposed to know? That's why I asked Mike. And thank you for telling
sister,
me.
That's her sister, man.
I'll follow
okay,
my Twitter and all.
I wonder what she would say to the art if it's an art to make love.
Wow.
Mike,
get her on the show and find out.
So what, I might try that, Mike. I'm gonna have to look her up and see if I can find her on Facebook. But listen, if I do
she's
get her
Twitter.
On there, you got
she's
to be
on-
nice.
He's on Twitter.
I'll be real nice.
Yeah,
and
Mike.
You and Kia have to be nice to each other if we get around here.
That's
going to
be a lot.
That's
going to
be a lot.
That's going to be too hard for him to do.
Kia ain't never nice, though. So.
I am nice. I'm a nice person. Don't even try it, Mike. I'm nice. It's only when stuff come out of your mouth that don't make sense and I have to correct you. That's when I'm not nice. But other than that, I'm nice. We're nice,
yeah,
nice on Tuesday. We're not nice on Tuesday. Of course we're not nice on Tuesday.
He is a troublemaker.
What?
She is a troublemaker.
You're a troublemaker. You know what I always thought with stuff, Mike. I don't thought anything. I just finish stuff. Stuff that you say that don't make sense, I correct it and tell you.
Mike, are you having a drink to do a new art tonight? Because I hear you sipping.
I'm sipping away, girl.
See, you got good ears.
I'm sipping away, waiting for my baby.
No. That's sweet.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. I guess my two got sweet aside to her. Comfort up.
What? That's why they always told you to leave 2 hours ago. Well, make that $5 now.
Don't be
mad. Don't be mad at me.
I had to go home, Mike. I was tired.
You had to go home. Mine's live at home.
You're in a relationship. That's what it's supposed to be. You're in a relationship.
No, I'm in a bigger relationship because this is my fiance.
He's engaged.
Oh, he
got jokes tonight.
Oh, please. They are jokes. He's just not fucking.
Now I gotta be non-substance.
No, Mike, I'm here, Mike. I'm here because you did answer my questions. You know, I can be like nice to you for like 60%. I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nice to you for now on. A little nice, but not that nice.
You're just like a regular female. I come to realize it. You talk about being nice. It's like a female when a female that goes out with a guy. She'd be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be nice to you." To make he buys her all this stuff and take her out to eat. And the next morning when he call her, she's like, "Listen, I'm tired. Call me like 2 weeks from now or something like that." So I know what you're talking about, Kia.
That is not me. Like, That's why I always emphasize we have to have Mike, I'm far from that. Please, Mike. That's going to waste my time. I'm not like you on Tuesday, Mike. That's a different thing because we don't like each other's team. We don't like each other. You talk crap, I talk crap. So of course I'm not going to be nice to you on Tuesday because I think your team are full of it and you're full of it with the team.
Okay. Well, guess what? Your team and my team is in the same category.
About that on Tuesday.
Not we can't do that on Wednesday.
My team was better than your
we're going to talk about this art making for the rest of the night. How about that?
He always saying something, but I'm being nice because you didn't answer my questions. I'm trying to be nice, and you're trying not to let me be nice.
Mike.
How can somebody try not to let you be nice?
Only you, Mike. Only you.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm going to be really nice tonight and just be like, you know, and it's always, but, you know, hey.
Elijah, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm still here on the line all that time?
Yeah.
I've been dealing with this by myself, and you've been on the line all that time?
You remember that Richard Pryor thing? He said, you order shit, you eat shit. You stick your neck out there, you on your own.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shoot. Poor Mike.
I ain't coming in between you and Kia.
I hold my own damn.
Not me.
Don't test that. Yeah, don't come.
See, now you're talking about you. You're talking about not me. Me not me. Me not me.
I'll be somewhere laid up, beat up, and y'all be back. They talking the same old smack, please.
And you won't be able to make no arts no more. You won't be able to
discover
the arts.
I'm angry.
I'm gonna try to be next week.
I'm
just saying, mine was the shit. Y'all was like, Like, come on, that was a face. See, I was the shit. I'm gonna try. You know, I'm gonna try.
I'm naturally nice, so I don't have to try.
Oh, please. I'm naturally nice, but see, I'm gonna try. If I hear something that don't make sense, and people saying something that, I'm just gonna say, I'm just gonna let it go open my mouth. That's all I'm gonna do. Is like, Kid, you have something, and when you say, kid, you have something to say, then I'll speak and I'll say something. But if you don't say, kid, you got anything to say, I'm like,
Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to try a new art tonight?
I do a new art every night.
Oh, shit. Elijah.
What's up?
Are you going to discover a new art as well?
What you mean,
if
a
not
new
tonight?
Art?
Yeah, a new art of making love. Of love making.
Oh, shit. Tonight. I'm shooting for tomorrow, but not tonight.
Oh, snap. All righty then. Wee. You know what? I just want to. Where that lying ass dog bone talking about he make every woman squirt? Lying ass.
Wait.
He know he lied about that one. Mike. And Elijah,
ma'am.
A man's point of view. Can you make every woman squirt?
No. That's not what they do. Every woman don't do it.
Yeah, I think people don't really understand. Okay, let me rephrase that. What is your definition of squirting? That's what we got to start at. Because I don't think a lot of people really know what that is.
Well, my definition of squirting, it ain't like you coming. Squirting, oh my God. Don't make me go there.
Don't get tongue tied now.
Ooh, I can't even, I can't talk right now.
But,
hey, I'm going to tell you, it's a hell of a difference between just orgasm and squirting. Man, that's when your knees get to knocking and shaking. You can't even stand up. You can't do nada.
Yeah, but we
but
still
just lay there and say, ooh, wee.
We still got to define what you mean by squirting. Some people think squirting is that they squirt and cum. Some people think squirting is that they squirt and piss. Which one is you considering squirting?
I squirting is pissing to me.
All right.
It's the pee la la.
All right. So now that we established that, if you give your woman the freedom to do that and she know it's okay and she not going to be embarrassed, you absolutely can make every woman squirt every time. But if you get a chick that you feel like she do that shit, a man going to look at her like she crazy, they're not going to do it. That's why it don't happen a lot. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. If you give her the freedom to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta be able to last long enough to get them there.
Wow.
Told you, there's an art.
Wow.
You just gotta be able to hang in there long enough. That's
okay.
All. Yeah, you can make a woman squirt if she feel free to do it. Absolutely.
Oh,
y'all
Dallas. We have Dallas back on the line, y'all.
Y'all all
welcome
get that.
Back, Dallas.
Yo.
What it do?
Hey, Seth.
Yeah.
Okay.
What up, y'all?
Okay. We're defining the definition of squirting.
Yeah.
So you ain't having it. So, what's your definition of it?
That shit pissed, man.
That ain't no bitch, man.
Shit.
You know what that is? That's love juice, bro. I ain't saying you gotta drink it, but it's love juice, bro.
Well, pass.
That's all it is.
Only
shit, that shit feel good, that nice warm pee against your...
Oh!
Yeah.
Warm
pee.
Shit, y'all pissing at the same time and she pissing and you coming? Hell, that's heaven.
Wow.
You know you did your job when you get at a squirt.
Exactly.
All,
you know you did the whole thing, nah. You know? You gonna go to bed with a smile on your face? Man, listen, she gonna go to bed with a bigger smile on her face and gonna be stuck.
Oh, no,
you got picture of wife and kids when they got stuck with the smiles on their face? That's how she'll go to bed, just like that.
Nah, she gonna
hop, to tell you.
She gonna hop on the phone and call her girl and say, child, he let me squirt. He let me piss.
Exactly. And then she gonna be like, I didn't even know I could squirt. I didn't do it, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Gonna be like, he is a keeper.
Hey, Steph, you mighty quiet over there.
I'm listening to y'all talking about that shit.
Only Steph. Only Steph.
So?
No.
Yeah.
What it do, Steph?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that shit do. I know what it ain't. That shit too watery to be that.
Say it's too watery to be calm, huh?
That shit too watery for that.
Telling you, that's just the love juice, fam.
Man,
I love juice. What'd you say, Steph?
Huh?
What'd you say?
That's some other juice.
And 3 out of 4 doctors say it's good for your skin, too.
Wait a minute. We're about on the skin. Everybody ain't going to see the skin down there.
What?
Everybody ain't gonna see
been down there.
So you plan on letting a squirt in your face?
Oh, hell no. I ain't going there.
No, I ain't going to the face now. Hell no. He put it in my face.
I ain't going. We'll leave that to our fellow Caucasoids, as I call them.
Caucasoids?
Like, no chest, no face. Only below the waist. That's where they go.
Hell no. You
leave it tonight.
Leave it to Mike to say that.
What's up? You know what? Guys and divas,
below the waist.
We're actually running out of time.
If anybody
want to say about this topic, feel free to do so.
I want to just say, listen. It ain't nothing wrong with a little warmness when your body's strong. If it's going to squirt, let it go below the waist and not in the face. I try to tell you, leave it like that.
Don't make no sense what the hell he just said.
I'm feeling real. Yo, I'm feeling too nice for you to bother me today.
I'm not bothered. I'm just speaking to you coming out your mouth.
They about to start.
After this Wednesday, I'm gonna be really cordial, Mike. Really cordial. Even if he come out his mouth with stupid stuff, I'm gonna be cordial. I'm just gonna think he's just a fool. That's all.
I'm ignoring you, Kia. I'm ignoring you.
I don't know who's worse, but I don't argue with Seth. Me and Seth don't argue, so.
Steph laid back right now.
If that's not the one you like.
Anybody else have any last input on this topic?
Listen, bottom line is, you really want to take care of your shorty. You really want everybody to be happy. You give her the freedom to fart, to do what she needs. You embrace it, you love it, and you keep it moving.
All right, now. Diva?
Well, I think it is art to love making. I do believe that. I just wanted to say thank God for blessing me every day and for the callers and all those good sorts of things. And you guys have a good week for the rest of the week.
Miss Rachel.
Yes. I have a final thought. But before I give my final thought, I want to say I'm grateful that we had another successful show tonight. Thank you to the man above. Thanks to DQ Palace. Thanks to our callers, Elijah, Big Homie, Steph Dallas, Tia, Maine, Sean, Mike, and Dogbone. Thank you. All right, my opinion on this is, yes, I do believe that there is an art to lovemaking. However, to each his own. There it is. Miss Key.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your final thought on this?
My final thought is definitely an art. You know, and their lives, again, it depends on the individual, of what they can make that woman do or what that woman can make that man do. But at the end of the day, it is an art. And with that being said, I want to thank all the callers, listeners, and most of all the man up above for allowing us to have this show. And make sure that you tune in next week, same time, same place, with the Diva Squad. Don't forget, on Friday, we have Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with our host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite as your host. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9 with your host, Steph Dallas. Also on Monday, right after Dallas' show, we have Relation, Lies, and Deceit, 9 to 10 with Dr. Feelgood as your host. Tuesday is GPS Sports, 8 to 10, The Mayor, which is your host. And, of course, Wednesday, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, T, Rachel, and
Shelley, from 8 to 10. Before I get off the line, even though it was yesterday, I want to wish our executive producer a very happy birthday, and may she be blessed with many, 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 many more. We're going to go out with the song of 2 Chainz. It's 2 Chainz by French. Well, no. I'm sorry. Let Go by Smith featuring Montana.
Have a good week, ladies.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, everybody have a good week. We're out of here. Okay, can we get that song, Let Go, by Smith, featured?
Hope it's not you.